Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our current events update, and then our study in Micah chapter 5, verses 7 through 15, titled, And the Remnant of Jacob. The conclusion of this two-part message can be found at bbfohio.com. As we now begin, this is part 1 of 2. Current events update. Number one, Israel at war, 4/10/24. Day 187, and there still some people are saying 134, but the official number that I saw on I-24 News elsewhere is 133 because they found out that one fella was killed. And so I think they're going to sadly find out probably half of these people are already dead. And we'll see how. I hope it doesn't turn out that way, but that's what I expect. And here are some of those innocent civilians in Palestine. This is video from October 7th. And this is how the innocent Palestinians back in Gaza responded when the hostages arrived in Gaza. Innocent Palestinians, in quotes, attacked the October 7 hostages, and they approved by more than 80% in polls of the brutal rape, killing, and hostage taking. So when your liars in your news media say, talk about those innocent Palestinians, that's who they're talking about. Keep in mind, Hamas came to power by election. And when they were elected, I believe it was almost 80% that put them in power in the first place. So, in the meantime, Israel's devastating attacks continue. I don't know if you saw this today, but the sons and grandchildren of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh were killed. And he is in Qatar, nice and safe. He's right now serving as the political leader. These are his three sons that were killed. How do you think he responded? This was his first statement after being told of the Israeli strike that killed his sons and grandchildren. Quote, thank Allah for the honor of my children and grandchildren being martyrs, end quote. Your lying news media will tell you that he said, thank God. You can look it up. Almost all the headlines about this will tell you he said, thank God. He did not say, thank God. He said, thank Allah. And Allah is not God. He's a devil. You just need to understand, we are in the Orwellian nightmare. Your news media, education, crap, garbage. You're paying for garbage when you get an education at a state university and probably 75% of the private schools today. Garbage. It's all indoctrination to turn you into useless sheeple that they can use. They're not interested in you being educated. This is Golda Meir. She was the first prime minister of Israel. She called it, and it's been this way ever since. Quote, peace will come when the Arabs, and you just put in Muslims there, love their children more than they hate us. Yep. End quote. Think about that. That is an absolutely true statement. Yep. That man hates the Jews more than he loves his own children. The leader of Hamas, by his own mouth, he said so. You will never have peace with Hamas. And the only way for this war to end and solve anything, we all know it's only a short term, you know, there are plenty of other enemies that are going to be after Israel. But the only way you're going to solve the thing in Gaza is to completely destroy Hamas. That won't solve it because Palestinians, quote unquote, which is a fictitious people anyway, they don't really exist, but they're all calling themselves something they're not. They're just as false and fake as the transgenders are. A man calling himself a woman is no different than these people over there calling themselves Palestinians. It's all a lie. But they are Hamas. And you take a pig by any other name, they'll elect them after Hamas is gone. That's just the reality. This is no ordinary moment in history. Reports are warning of impending imminent attacks on Israel by Iran. This was from Bloomberg, and I'm showing them because this isn't some right-wing publication. This is one of the Orwellians, and even they are admitting, quote, U.S. sees missile strike on Israel by Iran proxies. It's not Iran proxies, it's Iran, comma, proxies, or in other words, Iran and their proxies, as imminent. Means U.S. Military and U.S. security and intelligence are saying this could happen any minute. And as they look at the second bullet point there, attack would mark major widening of conflict in Middle East. It'd be the biggest thing since 1973, that's for sure. It may already be there. But if that happens, this could trigger World War III and the Gog-Magog conflict. I'm not making a prediction. I'm simply stating a fact that you've got Persia, Iran, Russia is right on the precipice, especially with Israel attacking the Iranian proxies in Syria, who is a ally with Russia, and so forth. So, again, we ain't scared of nothing. This isn't fear-mongering. I'm not afraid of this. I'm excited about it. I hate the idea on the one hand, but you know what? It's going to happen. Let's get it going. Let's do this. That's my attitude. But it's such an amazing thing to see the prophecies of this book coming to pass. The left-wing ignoramuses will say, you Christians, you're trying to bring about World War III and stuff like that. How many of you heard that? Been accused of that? Oh, yeah. I'm not doing anything. I'm just telling you what God's Word says and reading the headlines. And I'm telling you, we could be this close. It doesn't have anything to do with a solar eclipse or blood moon. And we stand with Israel.
Amen.
At all costs. Number two, a lady named Amy Harris. She's going to prison for the theft of a diary that describes Joe Biden's inappropriate behavior with his own daughter. Have you seen this? Just think about this. This is the country you live in. It's Marxism. It's just like communist Soviet Russia. Look at this. She's been sentenced to a month in prison and other things that are going to ruin her life over the theft of Ashley Biden's diary, Joe Biden's daughter, with Jill. She sold the diary to Project Veritas. They call them a right-wing group. They're the closest thing to real journalism we have right now. Project Veritas. And, well, now it's under a different name. OMG and not what you think it is. Something Media Group. But James O'Keefe. It's O'Keefe Media Group. OMG. And James O'Keefe got ousted from Project Veritas, but he was the one behind all this. So what they ought to be telling people is James O'Keefe, not Project Veritas. But anyway, prosecutors said it was a brazen plot to damage Joseph R. Biden Jr. in the 2020 election. That's what their spin is on this. The feds now aren't saying it was illegal to find the diary, the source said. Nor are they saying Amy stole anything, because she didn't. She moved in a place, and there's a diary stuck under the mattress, and she found it. So what was her crime? Quote, but it's her selling the property of another that could be considered a crime, and the fact Ashley is the president's daughter kicks it to a different legal level. Now, wait a minute. It's not a crime to sell something you found, even if it's a diary. And the president doesn't have any more privilege than you and I. Our Constitution says there's equal representation under the law. Equal protection. You see, Lady Justice, she's got a blindfold on. It's not supposed to matter who's standing in front of her. It's supposed to be the same. We definitely have a Marxist two-tier legal system now in America. If you're a left-wing nut, you're privileged. There's no such thing as white privilege. It's left-wing privilege. It's liberal privilege. A lot of people got that mixed up. You'll hear people out there talking about black privilege now. There's no black privilege unless that black is a liberal. There's no illegal immigrant privilege. If someone comes here illegally from a Christian background, they send them back. It's not about them being illegal. It's about what their ideology, their politics, so that then they can try to, their dream is to get control of the House and the Senate and the presidency with the Democrat Marxist death cult, and then amnesty to the 20 or 30 million illegals. And the Democrats just became the permanent party in power that win all the elections. They cheat and they cheat. They cheated in 2020. And even if you don't consider the machines, I'm telling you, the ballot harvesting, the mail-in ballots, the people who could walk in and vote without even showing an ID to prove who they were, that's how they cheated. And they only needed to cheat in about four states to a certain level, and they did it. They also threw out all kinds of votes that went for the conservatives, and specifically Donald Trump in that election. And they're going to do it again in November. And if they could, they would rock the boat and tip the scales by having all the illegals vote. Because then they'd give amnesty, they wouldn't be illegal anymore. That's their plan. Just amazing to watch it happen. The damage that they were talking about, they didn't want anybody to read and don't want you to read, which is why I'm going to show it to you. The damage was the content. This is a copy over to the right side. Circled. Was I molested? I think so. At a young age. Down at the bottom. At a young age, showers with my dad, probably not appropriate. She says that she was sexualized by her own family. And at an inappropriate age, who in the world wants to be in the shower with their naked father? She didn't want to be there. But sicko Joe Biden did want to be there. That's what you're dealing with. That's your resident. The child abuse is ignored by the news media. They call themselves news media. They ignore the child abuse. The sale of the evidence of said abuse is reported and prosecuted. Think about that. That's your country you live in. That's justice. Child abuse ignored. But the persons who smoke, they've done the same thing with abortion. Planned Parenthood sells baby parts. And the person exposing it went to prison. Think of that. They're arresting people for standing out in front of abortion centers and praying. And it's just going to get worse. The worst is yet to come. The Western Journal says, considering dad, in quotes, is President Joe Biden, the chief executive and leader of the party which has made drag queens and classroom discussions on sexuality a political rallying point, this is rather significant. But as far as the establishment media, you might want to call them the mockingbird media under the control of the CIA, the big news is that, dun, 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 someone discovered and sold the diary to journalists, real journalists. James O'Keefe. So for the sake of time, let me move on. Number three, leftism is Satanism. Say that with me. Leftism is Satanism. It's a fact. And what appears as stupidity is often the result of simply having a reprobate mind. Examples?
I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my
Guam.
Fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
Look at him trying to, what do I say to that? He thinks Guam could tip over. That is an elected official. He's a congressman. He's been reelected several times since then in Georgia. Hank Johnson. That is an unnatural level of stupidity. There's reprobation involved there. The man's also for killing babies. He's also for confiscating guns. He's a Marxist. And when a godless, senile man on dope is your resident...
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
That is an unnatural level of stupidity. The world is being lectured to and led by imbeciles like this. This is Sheila Jackson Lee, an elected Democratic representative in Congress from the 18th District, which is the city of Houston, which is one of the most entirely leftist regions in the state of Texas.
Listen. Provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night. And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat. It is almost impossible.
Almost.
To go near the sun.
Almost.
The moon is more manageable. And you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
She said, she's talking about energy from the moon. The moon is a dead planet. It's a dead planetary object, they call it. There's zero energy emitted by the moon. The moon only reflects the light and energy of the sun. The moon is not a gas. And she's wondering how in the world NASA's going to be able to put humans there because it's gas. And how can we live on top of gas? You know, the only gas in that video was coming out of her mouth. The moon is a solid terrestrial planetary object made up almost entirely of rock and liquid. There is liquid, but it's not water, even most of the liquid. And gas deposits of helium. That's what makes up the moon. But the gas deposits are small amounts, and there's also a small amount of gas in a very thin atmosphere. That's it. It's not a gas planet. It's terrestrial is the term for it. I propose this as a Babylon Bee headline. Sheila Jackson Lee proposes NASA land on the sun at night so it won't be too hot. Yeah, I stole that from Mark. He talked about the West Virginia space program where they were going to land on the sun at night. But can you imagine being this stupid? Not just what you just saw, but some of you saw this already.
People are having all sorts of conspiracies about the end of the world. And then I read online that the earthquake epicenter was actually at Bedminster in New Jersey.
Right.
Fun fact. So it originated with Trump.
I have to say.
It's Trump's fault.
I know, right? I mean, I have to say, Karen DuPita, our wonderful, wonderful makeup artist, when the earthquake was happening, she put her coat on and she was like, Jesus is coming.
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. We've got
ran
the earthquake.
Down the hallway.
Ran down the hallway. hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Although it looks for the first time in
cicada.
Two different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
I would say
all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or going to return it.
Climate change caused the solar eclipse, the earthquake in New Jersey, which was kind of Trump's fault, and climate change is causing the cicadas.
Cicadas.
That, too, is an unnatural level of stupidity. That's unnatural. That woman is supposed to be so smart that she's on a program geared to educating everybody. That's an educational program. The whole point of The View is to pervert your mind. That's the whole point of it. Anybody watching The View is sinning. It is no different than porn. If you're watching porn, then you are watching something that God says, I will not put in front of my eyes. The Bible also says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. If you're sitting there watching The View or anything like it, then you are sinning. You are purposely exposing your mind to wickedness and lies. And the blasphemy of it all. When they talk about Jesus and the rapture, it's blasphemous. It's not in any way serious. And we have all kinds of these Christian women mostly watching The View, The Talk. They got several other, you know, rip-off versions of The View. And getting their minds warped. And then we wonder why they quit church. Because they watch that stuff 5 days a week. And eventually they just quit. Here's a map in case you're wondering. The emergence years of active cicada broods. And you can see where we live, the last one was 2021, so the next one will be 2038. I hope we're not here for that. And then in southern Ohio, they got one coming in 2 years, in 2025. And that's the 17-year cicadas. And then you have one over about half of the state, I believe. I can't tell if it's kind of, maybe that's not. Maybe that's the orange out west, 2024. But we don't have any, you know, other. Anyway, it's a cycle. It's something that always happens and always will. The left believes everyone is as stupid as they are and believes you can just cancel student loans, for example.
The loans will be completely forgiven, regardless of your income and even if you did not graduate. So I'm going to repeat that. If you've paid undergraduate loans for more than 20 years or graduate loans for more than 25 years, those loans will be completely forgiven regardless of your income.
That's a lie. Either taxpayers will pay those loans off or the entire system is going to go bankrupt. You don't just forgive loans. Somebody's going to pay for them. They're buying votes. If they can't give amnesty to all the illegals, then they'll buy their votes, in addition to the cheating that goes on. It's how Marxists roll, folks. This is a great picture of what is going to happen to our country if the left is allowed to continue running the country. There you go. That's the future of America right there. That man represents the left running the country. And we're told in the scripture, forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding, Proverbs 9:6. Amen. Be informed, pray and act accordingly. So we're talking about the remnant of Jacob, closing out our study of Micah 5. With the future reign of Messiah in Israel over all nations, just a little over 7 years away, folks, if the rapture happened today.
Amen.
And the remnant of Jacob, He's going to rule over all nations and the remnant of Jacob. So let's look at it. Verses 7 through 12. Read those even verses. I'll start at verse 7. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as a dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass, that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles, in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Thine hand shall be lifted up upon thine adversaries, and all thine enemies shall be cut off. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that I will cut off thy horses out of the midst of thee, and I will destroy thy chariots, and I will cut off the cities of thy land, and throw down all thy strongholds. And I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Thy graven images also will I cut off.